From NPR News, it's Day to Day. Sunday in the Democratic Republic of Congo, many people will be voting for new leaders for the first time ever. The last real elections were 46 years ago. Voters are eager, and there's plenty of choice. 33 candidates for president, thousands more running for one of the 500 legislative seats. Here's NPR's Ophabia Quist-Arkton.
A proverb in the Democratic Republic of Congo says the first one is not necessarily the winner.
Bana Congo, bana Congo.
It's a message Congo's most popular singer, Papa Wemba, wants fellow voters to remember as they cast their ballots for president on Sunday. That everyone, and especially Congo, should be a winner in these landmark elections. In this song, Papa Wemba is telling the Congolese to vote in their masses in what he hopes will be free, transparent, and democratic polls. Campaigning has been colorful and tuneful, but personalities rather than issues have taken center stage at election rallies. Yet Congo is a country with real problems, emerging from conflict with continuing pockets of unrest. It's rich in natural resources and minerals, but many parts of this huge country are dirt poor, with no running water, no electricity, no roads, and no railways, like this farming village, Kingankeno. Only 60 miles northeast of Kinshasa, Kingankeno seems a world away from the Congolese capital. It has seen few of the dividends of the peace deal or modern life. The villagers say no candidates have bothered even to show up to campaign in this forgotten corner of Congo. At the age of 48, Beli Mabiala is a struggling cassava farmer with two wives, 12 children and no money. He wants dynamic new leaders who will bring peace, end disorder, create jobs and provide functioning public services for Congo. Back in the capital, urban voters attend noisy rallies with live music where cold drinks, beers, campaign caps and T-shirts are handed out. Kinshasa is a far cry from Kingankeno, but many of the concerns are the same. Peace, security, jobs. Incumbent president and ex-rebel commander Joseph Kabila and rival former warlords are the favored contenders for president. Young voters question what real difference the elections will make. Student Adele Mfakolo worries that the losers may reject the election results, raising the specter of renewed conflict in Congo.
Because when you follow what the politicians say during the campaign, some of them say that if they don't pass, they are going to fight again. Those who were rebels. And if they don't become president, we might think that after elections, there might be some violence in our country.
The month-long election campaign has been mostly peaceful in Congo. But there have been sporadic killings and violent clashes, mainly between party supporters and riot police. Security forces used tear gas this week to disperse crowds throwing stones and firebombs. The question is, will the elections bring peace or a return to war in the Democratic Republic of Congo? Ophabia Quist-Arkton, NPR News, Kinshasa.